You're listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Intercoastal Podcast. I'm Daquan Mickens, and on today's episode, Megan from our team is back on the show with us to discuss some of the most unique things you can do in this area. Welcome back to the show, Megan.
Thank you for having me again.
Oh, yeah, it's always great to have another voice on, especially someone that the visitors are used to listening to and have some familiarity with. So, and we've talked about in the past about the popular things to do in Beaufort together. So let's talk about some of the things that are unique that kind of get glossed over that aren't the typical, oh, I came to Beaufort to do this, or I came to experience that. Like something that would give listeners something unique for like a lifetime memory. So what are your favorite experiences when you found out about them, you were like, oh, wow, that's definitely unique or different for this place that you didn't think would be in Beaufort?
Well, I think the most unique place here in Beaufort that's kind of off the beaten path would be the Boneyard out on Hunting Island. Mm-hmm. You go past the main entrance, go all the way to the Nature Center and park there. You do about a 15-minute walk, mm-hmm. And you hit the beach, and there's all the solidified trees from the salt air and the water that are just all on the beach. People don't really know about that area since Hunting Island has renourished its beachfront a couple years mm-hmm. ago. That is the only place you can see something like that now. You can sit and just sunbathe. You can kind of go in the water, but there are trees in the water, so just be careful. A lot of people go out there for fishing because it's a great fishing spot.
Yeah, I remember when I first went out, like before they redid the beach and everything, when the Boneyard extended all the way to the main part of Hunting Island, and I saw the trees and I was just like, oh wow, that looks definitely different. That's something you don't see at every beach. Or
yeah, so I was actually out on Hunting Island in the on South Beach in the main entrance area, mm-hmm. Where most visitors go. But if you park in parking lot F right before the lagoon and just start walking down the beach right, there's a part of the Boneyard still kind of right there. I didn't realize it was down there.
Yeah.
You will have to climb over a broken up road. Mm-hmm. I guess there was a road on the beach out there at some point. I had no idea, but it's a lot of fun just to go explore that way. If it's not like a beach day where you're going in the water or laying out, like a little bit chillier. So that was kind of fun to explore and find just like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. And like we said, it's definitely unique. It's something that kids love. They love to climb on the trees, and parents mm-hmm. love to just look at it because it's almost majestic, because you could just see the sky in between the trees, and to see trees on the beach just that fell down. It's definitely a unique experience for sure. Another unique thing, definitely out on near Hunting Island, is when you go out to St. Phillip's Island. It was formerly a house formerly owned by Ted Turner. So you can actually rent the house, so you can tell people, hey, I stayed in a house that was formerly owned by a billionaire. So that's really cool. It has its own like helicopter pad. They have private chefs that will cook for you guys if you prefer that. But it's unique because you get to stay on your own private beach. It's definitely one of the most unique things I've ever seen. So you can technically rent an entire private island here mm-hmm. in Beaufort.
Yeah, the only way you can get out there is helicopter or boat, which is very interesting because there's not a lot around here like that.
Yeah.
And again, you get a whole private island and you get to explore all the woods around it and the beach around it and probably find some of the best seashells around.
Yeah. So it's definitely unique, and not only unique to Beaufort, but where else can you go in this country and say, hey, I want to rent this private island, and you can actually do it with a group of friends.
Yeah.
So speaking of being on the water and that being the only way you can get out to St. Phillip's Island, there's so much here you can do with the water that's unique. Like we talked about the riding the horses on the beach with Camelot Farms when they were on the episode. Mm-hmm. So that's just a little beach access that you can get that's unique. But could you name some of the like on water activities that's kind of unique?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot around here. There's a lot of fishing charters and little and they'll give you some sort of boat experience out there. But I think the most unique experience of all those is Loco Tiki. Mm-hmm. It's basically a tiki boat. You can get six of your friends, go out there for 2 to 4 hours, and he'll either drive you around or you can hook up to the sandbar out by downtown and just kind of hang out there all day. Mm-hmm. I think it's a unique experience just to be able to do that because there's not a lot of those options in Beaufort. Mm-hmm. And you know, the sandbar is a very local community place to just go hang it out when you live here. So yeah. It's just a lot of fun to do that in the summertime. If that's not really your scene, if you just want to cruise, I really like the Salty Dog Cruise. Mm-hmm. It takes off from the Port Royal Sound Foundation. It's a big double-decker boat. I think it can hold like 100 people. I might be over-exaggerating that number. But it's fun. They can serve you drinks. They have little appetizers on board. And you go out for a couple hours. They do a sunset cruise, which mm-hmm. is really nice. And then you just go come back and you can do whatever you want after that. But I think that's just a really, really nice thing to do here. Then it's pretty brand new. They've only been in operation for a year.
Yeah, that's a great point. It's definitely like a unique place because you get to take that local scene of, hey, we want to just enjoy the water, get out, have some drinks, have some food. And it turns it into, hey, we're visiting this area. We want to be like the locals and experience the water. This is how we can do it. Mm-hmm. So they took that motto and turned it into an attraction where you can get out on the water and just experience Beaufort from the water's view.
Yeah. And if you don't want to necessarily go out on the water and you kind of want like a bird's eye view, that we have a lot of aerial tours around here mm-hmm. and some biplane tours, stuff like that. It's a lot of fun. I think even my son can go on it and he's only 3.
Yeah.
I think they do 3 and above, which is a lot of fun because, you know.
I was going to say, and he loves planes as well. So he would love that
tour. If your toddler loves airplanes, this is for you. so yeah, I haven't been on it yet, but yeah. I think we might do it soon. It's kind of nerve wracking.
Yeah, that would be fun. But if you want to keep it calm and relaxed and don't want to do something crazy like get on the water or fly in the sky, you know, you can keep it simple with Highway 21's movie drive. You can watch movies from your car. They play up-to-date movies just like you would see in the movie theater. Get 2 movies for your 1 ticket. So that's better than what you would get at the movie theaters for the same price.
Yeah.
And then you get to relax in your own car so that you kind of get that same atmosphere. And it's one of the two, I think there's only like 2 or 3 mm-hmm. drive-in movies left in South Carolina. So you get to go and see that. And, or you could just take it leisurely and walk into the historic arsenal that's here in Beaufort. That's definitely also a cool atmosphere. If you haven't seen that the first time you see it, you're like, oh wow, this is incredible.
Yeah, if you're a history buff, definitely come to Arsenal because I believe it's one of the last 2 arsenals still standing from the Revolutionary War. Mm-hmm. It's just really cool because you can combine going to the History Museum in the Arsenal with golf cart tours downtown and a horse carriage tour. They go through all the history of Beaufort mm-hmm. and it's just a lot to take in because there's 500 years of it.
Yeah. Yeah, so I agree. And since we're in the downtown area, another big part of Beaufort's culture is the festivals, like the Water Festival, like the Shrimp Festival that are hosted downtown. What are some special things that the festival bring that aren't usually highlighted?
Yeah, so each of our festivals here have like little bits and pieces to them that kind of make them individually unique and mm-hmm. have their own, because we have a lot of different cultures here. Mm-hmm. Of course, our big main one is Water Festival in July, and it has been going on for like 68 years now, and they have events every single day for 11 days straight. I think the most fun one that you can just bring the family to are the bed races, and I believe we talked about this before, but a lot of teams will get on a hospital bed on the rundown Bay Street mm-hmm. while you just line up on the sides and chuck water balloons at them, spray them with water guns. I think you might be able to shoot shaving cream at them. I've seen that before. But that's just really, I don't know who came up with that idea, but that's a lot of fun. And it gets a lot of good laughs. With our shrimp festival, we have the shrimp races. Mm-hmm. Captain Craig, who owns Sea Eagle Market, he'll bring a shrimp boat out. And he has a net full of little rubber shrimp in inner tubes, and we'll drop them in the river down here. And of course, whoever wins gets prize money. And so it's always just fun to buy into, because I believe in each shrimp is like $10. It's just a fun little thing to do. And hey, maybe you might win $30,000.
Yeah, right. It'd be a great turnaround from the $10 it costs to get a little rubber shrimp.
I know. I have not won yet, but I'm hoping that maybe this year I'll be able to.
Yeah, you could just sit there and cheer your shrimp on as it races past all the other shrimp.
Yeah, and then one of our newest festivals, the Oyster Festival downtown, they have brought on, along with all of their oyster education pieces, they have brought on the Waterman's Boot Trail.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Ashley and Caroline have talked about this.
Yeah.
But they're big plaster boots that you can take photos of. Individual companies have been buying them so we can make a fun picture trail with them.
Mm-hmm.
And each boot has its own artist. So you can see all the different art pieces that they put on there and how this area is unique to that individual artist.
Because
they all have like different ways of their painting, I guess you could say.
Yeah, the way they're designing. And
yes,
it's tailored just to them, the artist.
And every single one is so different.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for the rest to get finished and for them to be put out. But hopefully that's coming sometime here in the next few months.
Yeah. And I remember the ones that were outside of our building when visitors would park their car and walk out. It stops them every time because they're like, oh my gosh, these giant boots are sitting here. Let me look at them. Let me, you know, glance and kind of take pictures of them. So it's really cool that it gets people's attention.
Yeah. And, you know, it's just a fun thing to do. It's a fun thing to have businesses to have and to help promote them, because without that little bit of promotion, without our visitors and our locals, these small businesses would not survive.
Yeah.
Like, we need to keep them up and going because we don't want them to shut down.
No.
We want all these family owned businesses to stay alive.
Yeah.
And so it's all a community event, community involvement. And just helping each other out.
And I would agree. That's one of the best things about anything that happens in this town is everyone buys in, the community buys in and, you know, participates and helps put these events on. But for the visitors coming to this area, I can't imagine you come in and you're, you know, it's your first time at Water Festival. And now you get to see these bed races. People are flying right past you, getting water balloons thrown at them while they're on a hospital bed. So it's just definitely unique, especially if this was your first time coming to Buford. You're like, oh wow, imagine being a five-year-old kid seeing that, and you're like, remember that time we went to Buford and saw this, or we put our shrimp in the water and we watched it race even though it didn't win, or it might have won. That's definitely would be more memorable.
Yeah, and that's exactly why people come back for the festivals year after year. I know I've met people coming for Water Festival for the past 20 years. It's just kind of, it's become a family tradition for all of them. That's a lot of fun talking to those folks who just, this is embedded into their heart and soul.
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes it takes making that one memory to be like, I just want to do this every year and kind of build off of that memory that way. Or I'll come back because I remember that time I came as a kid. So that's kind of what Buford is doing. We're trying to build these memories with these unique locations.
Yeah.
But, you know, Buford, you can't talk about locations. You can't talk about Buford without talking about the food scene. So what are some of your favorite unique food restaurants, food places here in Buford?
I've got a few. So out of all of them, my favorite is Black Sheep. I've probably talked about it before, but it's it's a very small restaurant. 14 seats are in there. What I do is you got to follow them on Instagram because they'll post when they're going to open up their reservations for that month.
Yeah.
Get up right at 8 a.m., have your autofill set with even your credit cards and stuff. And you figure out your date and time real fast because, and if you don't have that autofill set up, it's going to get taken away from you in a heartbeat.
Yes.
That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it almost every single time. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, I fail and I don't have a reservation.
Yeah.
But if they have reservations fall through, they'll always post on their Instagram story, hey, we have this reservation opening, go on our website and book it.
Yeah.
So as long as you follow them on Instagram,
you
kind of keep updated with what they're doing, but they're so good. They change up their menu every 2 weeks.
And, yeah.
You know, it's just all very unique dishes that you wouldn't usually eat.
Mm-hmm.
So, and what we do is kind of like, I'll get the three items and then my husband will get the three items and we'll just share all six dishes.
Yeah, that's smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. That's actually a really good location. I've yet to eat there just because of how exclusive it is. I've tried to fill out to get in, and literally within the first minute or two, it was taken. So
I have that autofill set up.
That's what my mistake was. I didn't have the autofill. But to be able to go to your favorite restaurant and have a different item, and say you did have reservations throughout the whole year, you can eat there as many times as you want throughout the whole year and never eat the same thing.
Yeah, everything is different. You will not have the same dish twice.
That is amazing. That's unique. The definition of unique is you probably can't go anywhere in the country and get that experience unless you're going to incredibly high 5-star locations.
Yeah.
So that is cool that that's right in the backyard of Beaufort.
Yeah. But I mean, we have a lot of restaurants. It's just not Black Sheep, y'all.
Yeah.
My second favorite is definitely Old Bull Tavern downtown. Mm-hmm. Reservations are recommended there for sure, unless you want to eat at 9 p.m.
Yeah.
But they have really, really, really good food, and their lamb shank. I get that almost every single time.
Yeah.
And it does not disappoint.
So one of the places I was recommended when it's funny because my doctor in college, he used to live in Beaufort. He was like, oh, you're moving to Beaufort. You got to have Plums. That's one of my favorite restaurants. When you move to Beaufort, that's one of your very first restaurants you have to try. So we did, and we had Plums, and it was amazing. It had great sandwiches, great lunch, mm-hmm. Great dinner. Like, it's a great location.
Yeah, their shrimp salad is really, really good.
Yeah.
It reminds me of my mom's.
It's right downtown, right on the water. So if you wanted to grab something and then go sit on the swing or something like that, it's mm-hmm. a perfect spot for that. But then one of the unique ones that I tried for the first time in the last 2 years is Lost Locals. You can have there. It's a taco spot, has a bunch of different tacos, but they're unique tacos. So it's not your typical, yes, you can get your chicken taco or you can get your shrimp taco, but they do it differently. So you can get a chicken and macaroni taco, or you can get a Hawaiian taco. So it's a different mix of different tacos that you wouldn't normally see if you went to like a Mexican mm-hmm. restaurant. It's specific to the Lost Locals. And then you can sit and have a drink or something while you're downtown. We did it before the Water Festival last year, before the concert. So that was fun to just eat downtown and then go to the festival.
Yeah, they have some pretty good margaritas too.
Yes. And it's, like I said, right downtown. It's a great location. But then you go into the bakeries of our area, and, you know, one of our favorites is Maynard's Donut. They have amazing donuts, but they also have a lot of different baking goods and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But what they do with their donuts, the best way I can explain it is they do it up. They give it the works, if that makes sense. Sprinkles, mm-hmm. They'll do Fruity Pebbles, they'll do anything you could think of to go on a donut, they'll do it.
Yeah, they're a lot of fun, and those donuts are really, really good.
Yeah.
And they make them fresh every single day.
Mm-hmm.
But once they're gone, they're gone. You got to get there early.
Yeah. So it's what they make in the morning. It's all they have all day.
Mm-hmm. But if you sadly can't make it to Maynard's, there's a lot of different other bakeries around town. Low Country Produce, it's right here downtown. They also have really good glazed donuts mm-hmm. and donut holes.
Yeah.
I get those every single time we go have brunch down there, and then French toast, all the good stuff.
Yeah. And a lot of people say Beaufort has that Hallmarky feel because you can just sip your coffee and go get a bagel downtown, or mm-hmm. sit and get an egg muffin and just sit and watch the water. You don't get that in many areas. So that's why, you know, Beaufort is unique in the experiences that you get here.
Yeah, and then I always go over to the Chocolate Tree
mm-hmm.
over here on Carteret, especially now they have chocolate-covered strawberries.
I was going to say, it's strawberry season.
Oh, it's strawberry season out at Dempsey and Barefoot Farms, and I think it's only happening for about a couple more weeks, but Chocolate Tree gets local with strawberries and makes chocolate covered strawberries with them. They don't even do that for Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
They don't do it. It's only this time of this year. Mm-hmm. Or, you know.
Yeah. Springtime. Yeah. And then you can't forget the Buford Candy Shop. Kids love it. They have all the classic candies. They have all your new candy. So if you wanted to top off with candy, that's unique to Buford, because how many people have an actual candy shop in their downtown area? So, and then we can get into the history of Buford, since Buford is the second oldest town in South Carolina. There's a lot of history in our area. Some of the locations around Buford are so unique that they stand the test of time for hundreds of years. What are some of the historic locations, and how can we help people experience them?
Well, we've already talked about the Buford Arsenal, but if you go out the tip of St. Helena, there's Fort Fremont out there. It's completely mm-hmm. free. It was built, I believe, during the Spanish-American War.
Yep.
By our military, just in case, because they had Paris Island and they needed something from the other side of the sound to combat any sort of ships coming through.
Mm-hmm.
So it's completely standing. It's really, really nice to go to. It's all, of course, is right on the water. There's like a little beach right down there that you mm-hmm. can explore. But it's just a good, vast area that you can go and see this little fort.
And yeah,
you can just run around and have a good time. It's perfect for that. And they have their own little visitor center out there that you can go into. And usually there's a docent who will tell you the history of the area.
Yeah, it's really cool. When we went out there, they had a model of the entire fort built to replica of what it was like when it stood and had all the guns and everything. So it's really cool to see that. And you can see the village of where people stayed according to the land. And it's really cool. Some, it's blocked off now because it's actual people's houses now. Mm-hmm. But just to see the land of what it used to look like and get the history of, this is a, you know, a missile, like you can actually see the missiles and see the uniforms that they wore when they were working in that fort. It's just a really cool experience. And they give you a lot of history of what happened to the fort, why it was taken down, why there wasn't any shots fired at the fort. So they kind of just give you a vast majority of that. And then they let you go up and walk up on the fort and kind of just see, get a first person view of the fort and what it was like to be in that time hundreds and hundreds of years ago.
Yeah. And they, of course, some of the houses out there, they're privately owned, but they used to be the hospitals and mm-hmm. offices and stuff for the generals. So once a year, they'll open those up. So you can go and tour. You just got to follow Friends of Fort Fremont on Facebook. They have an oyster roast every year to raise money because it's all volunteers. It's all nonprofits, so every little bit helps with that. But Buford's gotten lucky
yeah.
with our wars. We haven't had very much bloodshed,
yeah,
which is really nice because a lot of our history is preserved because mm-hmm. of that. Homes weren't burned in the Civil War, and it's just been really nice that we have it today to show everyone and teach everyone our history.
Yeah.
That being said, though.
Yeah, the other side of that.
The other side is disease, of course, run rampant, yellow fever. We have a few old churches around that you mm-hmm. can go and see these old grave sites. And, you know, it's sad, but it's fun to see them still standing. They might be a little haunted. I'll leave it up to everyone to go there at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
There's the old Sheldon Church ruins out near Yemisi mm-hmm. that you can go and view. And then there's the Chapel of Ease out on St. Helena. So yeah. You can go see the Chapel of Ease as you go out to Fort Fremont.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people on their way into Buford stop at the old Sheldon Church ruins. My sister-in-law, when she was coming for her first visit, she was like, yeah, I just stopped at the church ruins. And me and my wife were like, oh, we haven't even been there. How can you stop there? So, but that was years ago. But it's a beautiful location to see, especially I recommend it in the daylight, like we said, avoid it at night because there are rumors of it being haunted. But I would say definitely stop and visit. It's a really cool site, a really cool scene to just see, you know, hey, this used to be a building, it used to be a church, and it used to stand the test of time. But you can still see the structure of the building and what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can go during the day. You can visit if you're a ghost hunter, but you can also rent it out if you want to get married there.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very picturesque. Mm-hmm. Even though it's old buildings, they just look so rustic and beautiful.
Yeah, and it definitely fits into that unique feel of, hey, Buford has history, it's unique, but if it's everything that Buford offers, that low country feel of historic uniqueness. And that's the best way to put all the unique locations in that category.
There's a lot.
Yeah. But this has been a packed but fun episode. And the best part is that this is still so much more unmentioned, unique things that we didn't even get to cover in this episode that is still discoverable. But thanks, Megan, again for coming on that podcast. We greatly appreciate your time. Always great to have you.
Thank you.
Thank you all for listening to the Intercoastal Podcast. You can follow us on social media at @visit_BufordSC on Instagram or at @BufordSC on Facebook. And we'll talk to y'all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, hosted by Daquan Mickens and the team at Visit Buford Port Royal in the Sea Islands, produced by Relic.